so you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still
going
to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Help wanted ads are everywhere. One job market shortfall that's been underreported are our jails. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Corrections is confining prisoners to their cells due to a lack of staff to operate the facilities at full capacity. This is a practice unfolding at more prisons than officials previously acknowledged. Initially, prison officials denied any link between lockdowns and staff vacancies, telling Wisconsin Watch that threats and assaultive behavior prompted the restrictions. At Waupun, more than 53% of sergeant and correctional officer positions remain vacant, making it the shortest staff prison in a system.
At the legislative breakfast in Wood County today, Chairman Lance Plimmel said the last thing they wanted to do is build a jail, but it's necessary.
We had a situation where we're spending a couple of million dollars a year every year shipping prisoners out of the county.
He said long-term costs over 30 years is about a $30 million savings. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 43. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
contains differing points of view on current political topics. And due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Dom, I'm calling this one the Friday Dom's phoning it in from the Love Shack edition.
Come on.
I'm glad you joined me at all, man.
Yeah, man. Come on. Of course. Got to try out the tech. Good to see you, Nate, working the board. Our fair audience. Happy, happy Friday to us all.
We air the grievances on Friday, Dom. And I'd like to go first.
All right, man. You start.
Kenneth Cheesebro. Come on, man. You can't be pleading guilty. Cheesebro, I'm very disappointed. Dom, today they were supposed to do jury selection in Fulton County, Georgia.
Jury selection in Fulton County, Georgia. Today.
Well, a couple of the 18 co-defendants wanted speedy trials, right, Dom? They were Sidney Powell, the Kraken lady. We talked about her pleading of guilt yesterday and a slap on the wrist. But I said, I don't care about Sidney Powell. What I really care about is what happened here in the state of Wisconsin. And the architect of the fake elector scheme was this Cheesebro, this former Wisconsinite turned crypto bro, traded in his wife and, you know, moved on to greener pastures, apparently, Dom, but still was the architect of this effort to undermine the peaceful transfer of power. And I wanted a trial awfully bad, Dom. You know I wanted it. I mean, come on, God, I asked for so little in this world. But a guilty plea, I'll take it on a Friday. We'll take a guilty plea, Dom, but I'll be a little salty this weekend.
You know, Kuchka texted me out when he saw the headline, and a lot of people are, you know, communicating about this headline. First, yesterday, it was the Kraken lady. Today, it's the architect of the conspiracy, the fraud, the architect of the coup. Cheesebro pleading guilty, and dude's like, oh man, I just want someone to go to jail. And I replied, yes, I want someone to go to jail too. I want Trump to go to jail. And if someone like the Kraken and Cheesebro and some of these other folks, end up pleading down and pay some fines and write several apology letters and it still kicks upstairs to Trump, who started this whole thing, I'm okay with that.
What about the apology letters? What if you... the Fannie Willis has apparently sought apology letters as part of the pleadings. Apologies in the state of Georgia. But Dom, Cheesebro was all about Wisconsin, baby.
Mm-hmm.
What about a CC of the apology letter for all us Badger Wisconsinites?
I think it's totally appropriate, yes. But unfortunately, she's a DA in Georgia, not a DA in Wisconsin, or an AG in Wisconsin, Mr. Josh Call. Our friend. Now, what are we seeing here? Josh, come on, man. The architect of the fraud. The same stuff that went on in this state, they're going on in other states, Michigan. They're getting charged. They're pleading guilty in Georgia. Can we do something here? Were any laws broken here, sir?
Here, I guess, is the good news. Fannie Willis gets to keep her hand close to her vest. She doesn't have to show her hand. She doesn't have to put the resources towards the early prosecution, which the Trump team could monitor closely, you know, put their own legal strategy in place. So she didn't have to show them any of that. And one would hope these two attorneys at law, at least formerly, we'll see how long they keep their legal licenses, but both the Kraken lady, Sidney Powell, and Kenneth Cheesebro, they're both attorneys, Dom. They're both attorneys. And if they've admitted to crimes. What's that whole fraud crime exception thing to attorney-client privilege?
Well, that's part of the thing. I mean, Cheesebro got some motions denied, I believe, as recently as yesterday, trying to hide some of that very kind of documentation, communications between him and other folks, you know, trying to shield it under attorney-client privilege, denied. So you got to wonder how much that played into this decision, of course. Sidney Powell rolling over, you know. Now, what's that, 2 out of 18?
you know, who's next?
Rudy. Rudy's in serious trouble. Rudy's going to spend the rest of his life either in a bottle or in a jail cell. Dom, there are many fine sources, but I chose the raw story. So here we go. Kenneth Cheeseborough, one of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case, has agreed to a plea deal. According to reports, the conservative attorneys and alleged architect of the fake elector scheme reached an agreement with prosecutors shortly before jury selection was set to begin in his Fulton County trial Friday. Lawfare's Anna Bauer reported. And that was a breaking news. What time? About 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. The Harvard-educated lawyer agreed to pay a $5,000 fine. That seems somewhat insufficient, Tom. And will serve 5 years of probation. And he must also complete 100 hours of community service. I got thrice that much just for Coon Creek, man.
Well, yeah, it was a little more involved than just attending a festival, Crudy. But you missed the most important part. A letter of apology to the people of Georgia.
What would that letter of apology look like in your mind, Dom?
Dear people of Georgia, I am so very sorry for engaging with Donald Trump. You should list everybody. And Sidney Powell, the Kraken lady, and X, Y, and Z, and Jim Jordan, whoever else may or may not have been, you know, any of these Republicans in trying to subvert democracy, disenfranchise your votes, and basically be an all-around bad guy. I'll try to do better in the future. My sincerest apologies, Kenneth, the cheese man. Don't be a cheese bro.
I wanted a trial, Dom. More reporting.
We're
going to
get one, man. We're going to get one.
More reporting also from the Raw story. But that deal, which has Cheeseborough admitting to masterminding the fake elector scheme in return for 5 years probation, fines, and other requirements, you know, like a sorry letter, doesn't necessarily keep him out of prison. Uh-oh. Now, this is the part that bothered me. This plea deal basically exempted him from prison. Probation, I mean, hell, he'll be on paper. But, you know, his crimes to date, apparently only of the, you know, insurrectionist white-collar crime. So that's an important note, Dom. Here's more from the Raw Story reporting. That's because the conduct he admitted to doesn't just break the law in Georgia, but in several other states where fake Trump electors convened. And this is from Ryan Goodman. He's a law professor at NYU. How does Michigan and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, etc., not indict Cheeseborough now? He just admitted to the facts that would make for crimes under those state statutes. And already some of the electors themselves have been charged with crimes in Michigan, though one of them had his charges dropped this week when he accepted a plea deal himself. Dom, a little bit more. Cheeseborough's deal could have significant implications for some of Trump's other co-defendants. Ryan Goodman also noted in court proceedings, Cheeseborough also just admitted specific sets of fact that squarely implicates Rudy Giuliani. Most directly, both state and federally, wrote Goodman, adding that attorney John Eastman, who crafted the plan for former Vice President Mike Pence to use the fake electors to block the certification of the real ones, let's just say that.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar & Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar & Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar & Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maloff, every Thursday at 9 a.m. Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My grave disappointment over this guilty plea, only because I wanted to see the trial. It's about Wisconsin. Dom, I spiked my pen, apparently for purely theatrical impact upon myself, because no one saw it. Just me and this on radio here. No one saw it. I like threw my pen down, and then you know I wanted to write something down. I couldn't write something. There it is.
Your pen.
Okay. Well, it was a gray pen. I couldn't find it, but now I see it in the carpet pattern. It was hiding from me. My eyes might be going bad.
It's entirely possible.
Might be. You know, some of the words, they blur sometimes. I always assumed that was the late nights. What was the music, Nate? What did you just play for us?
That was Iggy Pop featuring Sum 41, Little Know-It-All.
Oh. You know, Nate was up partying last night at a concert. I thought perhaps that's what he was playing for us. My bad.
No, that was all Dom's picking there, right there.
That was my request, man. Iggy from Michigan, baby.
I'm going to get you ready for a Badger game next. I get the next song, so that one's mine. You know it, Dom. I'll build up to it. So what other grievances do we have on this fine, otherwise fine Friday afternoon? Other than
besides the fact, cheese, bro?
I wanted a trial, man. You know, I got so many legal expert friends. We could have had fun. We'd have had friends over. Lots of popcorn. Trial. You know, I did suggest to Sage. Not that my recommendations carry any weight around here, but I said, have we ever considered like a trial app on the civic media? You know what I mean? Like a trial channel. Just because I envision there's going to be some meaningful trials in U.S. history coming up. And, you know, you can't blow out the entire lineup. Well, we did for the impeachment, Dom, twice. But otherwise, you hate to do it, right? So maybe a trial channel. If you're listening, Sage, some people think that's a good idea.
That's not a terrible idea. But if it's going to be the trial of Donald Trump, I think that needs to be aired. I think that's important. You know, the former guy, the guy who tried to overturn the government. I think those
Which one?
All of them. I did see NBC News has put in a motion to, I believe, Judge Chutkin to...
You don't know.
Try to have that trial. Of course,
the J6 trial. Well. That's the federal trial, Jack Smith's trial. And Fulton County, if there is a trial in Fulton County, those should be televised, state court.
That's my understanding as well. They already said that earlier. But it won't be Cheese Bro, and it won't be the Kraken Lady, and it won't be the bail bondsman. All right, Republicans, the rest of you. Reporting I read last night was like, oh my God, you know, she cracked? She was never going to crack. She was the true believer. How could she be the one?
If Cleta Mitchell rolls, it's all over. You know who is?
If Sammy the Bull Gravano rolls over, man, you know it's going to be a tough day. So I look at those folks as a more in tune, more inclined to have information relevant to the prosecution of the former president than some of the other locals that are going to be charged along with this. So if those Sammy the Bull Gravano types have already rolled, I got to imagine next week, man, they're all going to roll.
How would you describe Rudy types?
It's going to be Rudy and Donald sitting at the table, man. Maybe Rudy will come dressed in drag and hang out like they did back in the old days. Kind of relive the highlights because it was all downhill from there.
You know, quite disappointing. Rudy is lack of a Cheese Bro trial. But one minor disappointment that could be offset. My understanding, Michael Cohen, the fixer, he's back on in the New York trial, the fraud trial of Donald Trump.
Yes.
He is to testify Tuesday next. Coming up in just a couple of business days, Dom. We'll stick a weekend in between. But it's Friday, and we're still working, sort of. Dom's mailing it in from the Love Shack. You could be a part of this fine Friday edition. And we'll also do some sports towards the end. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, calling in live from Green Bay, back to football this weekend. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Your grievances, they're welcome here.
Your home for the Devil's
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Rena. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As you're getting ready for hunting season, the DNR is reminding hunters to use caution when putting up deer stands. They recommend avoiding putting stands in or near ash trees. Most ash trees, especially in the southern half of Wisconsin, Door County, and the Mississippi River counties, are dead or dying from emerald ash borer infestation. These damaged or dead trees may unexpectedly snap or drop large branches. Hunters should also be cautious when on the ground, especially in windy conditions. Infested or dead trees can drop branches or break in the wind. Tree stand accidents are the leading cause of serious injury to deer hunters. The Room to Zoom Dog Park will be closed Monday morning in Wisconsin Rapids to overseed the grassy areas. After next week, they will be shutting off the water at the park. So if you bring your doggos to Zoom at the park after October 27th, please bring water along with you. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers hit the road to take on the Fighting Illini. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 43. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Again, you can tune into the Badgers all across the Civic Media Network. Got a couple of games to announce. Badgers tomorrow. Start with the flagship, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM out of Racine. You can hear that one into Milwaukee. WLAK in the Minneapolis Outmarket, that's Amory, 1260 AM. WFHR, that's where I'll be listening to the game tomorrow when I get to it, Dom. That's Central, North Central Wisconsin. That's coming out of Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. And WRCE, that is our friends. News from the center, Richland Center, Wisconsin. News and Badgers. And Dom, here's a big announcement. I know we've talked about this a few times publicly, but I'm very excited. Milwaukee Bucks preseason, the final preseason game, is going off across the Civic Media Network, I think a little bit later this evening.
Oh, nice.
7 o'clock tonight. Bucks in six Civic Media markets, Dom. In Richland Center, in Wisconsin Rapids, in Amory, in Racine, Kenosha, in Milwaukee, and WISS, that's Oshkosh. That's where you grew up, Dom, over in that neck of the woods. And the Big Q in the Northwoods, 98.3 FM in Park Falls. If you're going to the cabin all the way up north there, hey, then listen to both the Bucks game and then the Packers on Sunday. They're playing against, who is it? At the Broncos. 3:25 kickoff. So there's your sports calendar, Dom. Got sports to look forward to and first round of high school playoff football in a lot of different markets across the Civic Media Network this evening. Hopefully some of those teams will advance. Some of our favorite hometowns. What are you doing? My kid's going to the Middleton game. They play Madison Memorial. My son's, one of his very close friend is the tailback and been a little beat up. And I hope Bryce has a good game tonight. Scored like six touchdowns in the first two games all year.
Damn.
Yeah, he's a damn good little tailback, this Bryce Walker. So, but he's been much like Aaron Jones has had the lingering hamstring. That's what this kid's had. Now, you know, it's senior year. You only get so many chances. Playoff time, baby. So, anyways, man, I'm excited about the sports, if not the trial of Kenneth Cheesebro.
Well, come on, Curdy. We have much more to look forward to.
There's still no Speaker of the House, right?
No. No, man, no. No, I mean, come on. So what, Jim G-Y-M Jordan?
Not that that's going to wreck my week in the fact that the Republican caucus is in disarray, Dom.
It is beyond the pale. And the media coverage of it has been fantastic. And I got to tell you, one thing I'm hearing over and over and over again from these failed Republicans who have the majority but can't muster enough. Oh, these Democrats join these eight Republicans and these Democrats, trying to put it on the Democrats, which of course is ridiculous. Jordan not only lost the third round, he lost by more than he lost the second, which was lost by more than he lost the first. They went into secret conference, and then he lost his bid to be on the ballot, 112-86. The rest of the Republican caucus said, no, Jordan, you are out. Outsies.
It's been like 17 days, Dom, so we're back at square one?
Back at square one. Coming up Monday, they're going to meet again and try to coalesce. A couple people have announced that they're going to run for speaker, and then hopefully, according to the Republicans I saw interviewed by Manu Raju today, have a vote sometime on Tuesday. But, you know, the Democrats aren't innocent in all of this because they join with those eight Republicans to oust the speaker. I'm like, well, you know what? You have, all you need is five Republicans to join with the 212 Democrats. Five Republicans join with the 212 Democrats, and you could have Speaker Akeem Jeffries. So don't put this on the Dems. I know they're going to try to do it. That's what they keep saying, but that's not the case. That's not the facts. If the Dems had their way, Akeem Jeffries would be the speaker, and we would not be in this situation.
Dominic, I've got one candidate at least. Four-term Michigan U.S. Rep. Jack Bergman. Who? Jack Bergman. Ooh. Said Friday he's officially seeking the House Republican nomination to be Speaker after Jim Jordan crashed and burned, right, dude? Jim Jordan earlier in the day lost that designation in a closed-door vote. The secret ballot vote by the House Republican Conference at the Capitol came after Jordan, the flamethrowing Judiciary Committee chairman, lost a third ballot on the House floor Friday with 25 of his GOP colleagues rejecting him. He went from, what, 20 to 21 to 25. That math's going the wrong direction. But four-term Michigan U.S. Rep. Jack Bergman, who I've never heard of, Dom, maybe that's good. Maybe he's not part of the Freedom, Freedom, Freedom Caucus or something. You know, maybe a moderate. What do you think? Somebody
a nice thought,
not looking to left. Self-aggrandize.
No, no.
I'll have to look him up. 844-967. We're both looking him up. We don't even know who that guy is. Let's get to the phones. Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us? As usual, thanks so much for the quality you bring to Civic Radio. And here's what
if not quality, we bring quantity.
every week, like Dave, Bill.
60% of the time, you're right. Right, Crudy? So,
at least 63% time. Of the time, Bill. Collectively, someone's right every day.
Well, anyhow, here's what I got to thank you about. Matt Flynn kind of predicted what's going on right now. He said, when you want to get the guy at the top, go for the little people, and they start falling. Well, now they're rolling over and singing like canaries. And first I was upset, like you were, Crudy, that our buddy didn't go to jail. But then I thought, you know what? So you give him probation, and he rolls over on the big guy. Oh, that's even worth more than him going to jail. And here's the neat thing. Ron Johnson, Donald Trump, I can name a whole bunch of people, Jordan, all those people, I'd love to be a mouse in their house tonight when they sit down for dinner. I bet you they're in the bathroom more than they're at the table. If their stomachs aren't turning over, they got to have cast iron gut. Tonight, they're not going to sleep well. You can count on that. And part of it, I'm not kidding, Crudy, you made so your station, you and Dom made so many people aware and educated them to how our country was about to almost be overtaken. Thanks so much for what you do. Have a beer on. In fact, have two beers on me tonight.
Very kind of you, Bill. Thank you. I will, in fact, have several cocktails on whoever's buying.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the nice thoughts, man. I'm still curious, though. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we have not seen any effort to hold those people responsible who were engaging in this.
What are we doing right now? Effort by us?
We are, sure, but we're just talking on the radio, man. What does that do? You need to have some legal consequence, an investigation, an inquiry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, form a blue ribbon panel, do something, because, I mean, come on. This guy's still on the Wisconsin election. Spindell's still on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And the guy whose advice he took in order to become a fraudulent elector, he pled guilty today.
To a felony.
Don't you think maybe there's some there? And why isn't Spindell on the outs? Why aren't the rest of these folks on the outs? All these Trump fraudulent electors who, what, for the most part, as far as I know, were actually Trump electors. Should Trump have won, they would have been the electors to represent him, right? Well, this big plan by Cheese Bro to, hey, just fill this fraudulent slot anyway, just in case. Of course, it's all part of a bigger plot. What do we know? They file lawsuits just to try to convince people that the election was stolen. This whole thing if you took any one of these individual issues, they can be kind of one-off, but they're part of a bigger plan, a bigger conspiracy, and Cheese Bro pled to that today.
Yeah, but Trump said, go peacefully. 844.
Into that good night.
967-2789. Friday is for the grievances. Yours could be next. Right, Mark? From the sack. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, I texted you a little tune for Jim Jordan. That I have real fondness for the original tune, that fond memories of that. But, I mean, that as Dom has said, and I have said in the past, that these guys betrayed the oath to the Constitution. And I would also put forth the proposition that all the people that were aware that this was going on, they failed in their duty to defend the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin and the United States, especially you, Mr. Fitzgerald, because not only did you violate your oath to the state's Constitution when you took that, you just took an oath a couple of days, you know, 3 days before on what January 3rd it would have been, that to defend the Constitution of the United States, which is also included in our state's Constitution, your oath, that you violated that oath. Your duty was to defend the Constitution, to support.
And Mark, he violated that oath and took that oath 3 days after he won an election, on the very same election that he claims was stolen for Donald Trump. But yeah, his election was fine. How does that work?
I don't know. It staggers the imagination. But anybody in that Capitol on the Republican side that knew that this was going on and didn't speak up and condemn it and say we should not be doing this, they're as guilty as the ones that did it.
Well, there's only like two of them that actually stood up and condemned. It was Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. The whole rest of them, from the top down, they stink, Mark. You know what? I did mean to make Mark sing here a little bit. He sent us a Lionel Richie tune, Commodore's tune, Three Times a Lady. Once, twice, three times a loser, and they all hate you. It goes on like that, but you know, that's all I'm going to torture the audience with. Well done,
Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
His text contribution. He's got several lyrics. Are you sure? I could go farther.
No, man. We know the lyrics. We actually play a little Commodores maybe on the way back, just so Crew doesn't have to sing it. That'd be great.
Jack Bergman. Well, no, man. We're playing the rest of Buttercup on the way back. Jack Bergman, according to Wes from Middleton on the text line, says, nope. Nope. Like, nope, he's not normal. Nope. Bergman is a certified idiot. I used to be his constituent up in the UP, Dare Hay, as bad as any of them. He's like a geriatric Van Orden. Now, Wes tells us Q98 out of Park Falls reaches his house in Gogebic outside of Ironwood. 1590 AM gets into his district too, Dom. They'll be our newest talker out of the Park Falls. So I'm looking forward to that one going live. Will be speaking to his district. Will he be speaker then? I doubt it.
844-967-2789. We do have some sound. Perhaps we'll hold off on that just for a moment. I'll come back after the break and play some, you know, pre-vote sound and post-vote sound from McCarthy and Jordan. But we do have a little bit here post-vote. McCarthy, according to the Raw Store, delivered a bleak assessment of the state of his party after Rep. Jim Jordan's bid for the speakership crashed and burned for the third time this week. Three times a lady. Speaking with CNN's Manu Raju shortly after the vote, McCarthy said that it was up to Jordan as to whether he wanted to continue his quest for the speaker's gavel, despite the fact he'd lost votes on every single ballot cast so far. When Raju pressed McCarthy for his own personal opinion about the matter, the former House Speaker said, "We are in a very bad place right now." Yes. Very bad. It's bad.
Dominic Bergman says, "My hat is in the ring. I feel confident I can win the votes where others could not. I have no special interest to serve. I'm only in this to do what's best for their nation and to steady the ship for the 118th Congress."
Yeah.
It's a little out of control, Dom. I'm not clear, but I thought I read that the 76-year-old Bergman of Watersmeet might be a Freedom Caucuser.
Oh.
I don't want to conflate, though, because, you know, Jim Jordan's a Freedom Caucuser, and he just lost for a, what is it, one, two, three times. Come back! More Devil's Advocates.
My name is Teresa.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors of possibility to all students, no exceptions. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. We act, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Hey y'all, my name is Sierra, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers hit the road to take on the Fighting Illini. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday, airing the grievances. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Do you have a grievance, Dom? It cannot be only salty crudy.